Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic, and each week at this time we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Now, my guest on today's show is healer, artist, author, and tarot reader, Raven Martirosian. We're going to be talking about her latest book, The Reluctant Tarot Reader, Adventures in the Gypsy Trade. It's about coming out of the closet, both sexually and metaphysically, and how to embrace your gifts, even if they're not what you expected. For those of you listening live at TTR at the Transformation Talk Radio website tonight, you can use the instant feedback box on the right-hand side of the page to send me your question or your comment for Raven. She's not going to be doing readings tonight, but she welcomes your comments and your questions about who she is and what she's doing. Now, Raven will join us in just a minute, but first, please do check out fogcitypsychic.com. You can get the latest on upcoming classes, radio show happenings, events, and more. And if you're interested in booking a private session with me, don't hesitate to get in touch. I would love to use my intuitive abilities to help you move forward with more clarity and more confidence. The next Out of the Fog Salon, oh, I love the Out of the Fog Salon. The next Out of the Fog Salon is on Monday, December 19th. So that's this coming Monday. That is an online gallery reading where everybody gets a reading from me and we all have a blast in the process. It's an easy, fun way to connect with other like-minded people and to learn from the messages that we're all receiving from Spirit. Because I read for everybody on this call, it is limited to only a small number of attendees, and you can get details and sign up at fogcitypsychic.com. Would you like to win a free seat in Monday's online gallery reading? Oh, good, you would. That's great. All that's necessary is that you put on your psychic thinking cap. All right, concentrate. And here's this month's question. Use your intuitive powers. What color are the fuzzy slippers that I'm wearing right now? What color are the fuzzy slippers I'm wearing right now? When you've got the answer, or a good guess, anyway, please email me, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com, and I will choose a lucky winner at random from those who send in the correct answer, and I'll notify the winner via email sometime tomorrow. That's Thursday. Now, please don't enter if you've already won a free seat in an earlier salon, and please only enter if you're available on Monday, December 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific for this online event. All you need is a phone to participate. So while you're poking around on the website, please also check out the new Inviting Change series of online classes that start on January 16th. If you're looking for tools to help you start the new year right, to help you identify and release patterns that are keeping you stuck, these classes may really shake things up, may really transform things for you. You can get info at fogcitypsychic.com/change. And now, Raven Martirosian of Shavaya Wellness is a healer, artist, and tarot reader. Her passion is empowering women, and her specialty is healing the healer. She's the author of The Reluctant Tarot Reader, Adventures in the Gypsy Trade. Her essay, Christian LGBT Kids, You're Part of the Plan, is included in the New York Times best-selling anthology, It Gets Better, Coming Out, Overcoming Bullying, and Creating a Life Worth Living. She's also the author of Spirit Flow, A Photographic Prayer, and Chrysalis, Poems of Release. She has an MA in English and taught English for many years in New York City and in Vermont public schools. She's living happily in Vermont, probably up to her hips in snow. And you can find out more about Raven and her work and read her excellent blog. Okay, don't miss the blog on her site. Her website is shivayawellness.com. That's S-H-I-V-A-Y-A wellness.com. Raven, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, Karen. It's such a delight. You know, it's always a delight to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. I love having you. That you have a real, you bring a really generous, positive energy, and I love being in conversation with you. And the fact that maybe other people are listening, you know, that's incidental. So.
And I have to say, your idea of a salon is just wonderful. And, you know, I've always enjoyed the way you read because you're so real about it. And that's a perfect way for people to get used to their gifts and to learn from you. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Well, thank you. And I feel like just because it's, you know, quote, spirituality, doesn't mean that it can't be fun, that we can't lighten up,
right,
that, you know, that we can't explore and experiment with our gifts in a way that is still, you know, respectful, but is light and fun. So if people are using their intuitive gifts to guess the color of my slippers, that's all well and good. And if you know, don't tell, because you're a professional.
I won't. Some things cross through my mind, but it doesn't mean that I actually know.
Now, your latest ebook, you're a wonderful writer, a photographer, an artist. Your latest ebook is called The Reluctant Tarot Reader, Adventures in the Gypsy Trade. What is that all about? It's a cool title, because I'm wondering about the reluctant part especially. What's that book about?
Well, it really is my personal journey into the wacky, wild world of metaphysical work. And the reluctance came because I was the last person I ever expected to be a tarot reader. I wanted to make the title a little provocative, just to grab people's attention. And part of the reason why I felt it was time to get my story out there is because I had such a crazy and intense story about becoming a tarot reader. The basis of the book is my personal journey from being an evangelical Christian, and I was a pretty hardcore Christian for the first 20 plus years of my life, and then I went through the process of coming out as gay. I believe that my life is going to go a certain way during different sections of time. First, I thought I was going to be a missionary, then I thought I was going to be a teacher, then I thought I was going to, you know, have a fast track into a PhD. And it's funny how life sometimes doesn't go in the direction that we imagine it to be. And part of my reluctance was that I've had these intuitive gifts all of my life. Most of the time in my younger years, I suppressed them and I didn't understand them. But I've always had these gifts. And I came to a point in my life where it was I either had to choose whether or not I wanted to walk with them or just decide to push them aside. It's similar to coming out as gay. You know, many people in the Christian community choose to live a straight lifestyle because it's safer, and there's no judgment there. There are reasons why people do that in the church, but I wanted to talk about my journey from a point of real difficulty with being an intuitive into my full-time work now as a tarot reader, and it wasn't an easy journey. So I figured, hey, why not just share it with the world?
Well, and I've read the book, and it is a story of, there's a lot of struggle and there's a lot of soul searching, but it's told with great humor and insight. And part of what I like about you is you write the way you speak. So reading your book,
right,
is like talking to you. And I like the way that you were so willing to really say very personal things about yourself and really be completely honest. And my sense from reading the book is that honesty, that willingness to be who you are and just put it out there with integrity is part of the foundation of your work as a tarot reader, but also as an author and an artist and a healer.
Right. And, you know, that's absolutely true. There is a lot that happens in the metaphysical community that I don't agree with. One of which is the lack of honesty when it comes to our own personal feelings and who we are as people in this world. And part of it for me was in this book, I needed to make it real because I certainly can't walk around with a smile on my face all the time. I mean, I get into conflict with people. I wake up and feel crappy. I mean, it's really important for us to be human. I mean, that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. And we can be human and also be a healer and joke around and say the F word if we choose. I mean, it's not like we have to stay within these boxes of what we think a healer is, a Christian is, whatever we decide to label ourselves. And I think it's really important to have that sense of humor that you were talking about, as well as be real. And being real means that we have to know ourselves and we have to live with a sense of enjoyment of ourselves and embrace these things that came into our lives. I mean, for me, I thought a tarot reader, I mean, how do I do that? I have no idea what that means.
Right.
I grew up, you know, thinking that divination was of the devil, so I completely avoided it for the first 25 years. But as it happened, the signs kept coming to me, and it was a matter of me deciding whether or not I wanted to embrace them or reject them. And the book is a process of that, and I also include amazing stories from my clients and these magical occurrences. And I encourage people to embrace their gifts, but I'm not one of those healers that tells people what to do. I think that's a real spiritual disservice. I'm just here to encourage people to find out who they are and find out what makes them tick during this experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to be supportive of people as they look at the labels they've put on themselves and help them, give them the foundation to maybe see which of those labels are not serving them any longer.
Right. I often say that, you know, I would rather not be a teacher. I just want to remind people of what they already know in themselves somewhere.
Wonderful. Well, when we come back after this break, Raven Martirosian and I will be talking a little bit more about the spirituality of the work that she does and that basis, and also about what it was like to come out of her particular closets and why she feels that that process is crucial to those who want to work as a healer, who want to pursue that work, or even to have greater self-knowledge. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest this hour is healer, author, artist, and tarot reader Raven Martirosian. Her new ebook, The Reluctant Tarot Reader, Adventures in the Gypsy Trade, is available for download at her website, shivayawellness.com. That's S-H-I-V-A-Y-A wellness.com. Raven, welcome back.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for the plug.
Oh, well, it's a great website. I think your blog is a wonderful source of inspiration, and you write in that blog in the same way that, you write in your book. People who follow your blog can really, it's like a little window into your mind. You really are just kind of putting it out there, everything that you're going through and the thoughts that cross your mind.
Right, and I try to remember to make it beneficial to my readers rather than just having a few weekly, you know, therapy sessions talking to myself, as Geminis are wont to do. So it does have beneficial tips at times.
Well, if people are going over to your website, for example, now, go now. If they go over to shivayawellness.com, you're giving away 4 copies of The Reluctant Tarot Reader, right?
I am indeed. All you need to do is subscribe to my feed. So it's not, I'm not really asking for you to sign your life away, and you certainly can unsubscribe. But the first 4 people who sign up and confirm their email, I will send a downloaded copy of The Reluctant Tarot Reader.
Okay, that's awesome. And it's very generous. It's a really good book. You were saying something to me about a special price for that book, though, too.
Yes, I'm actually, because I was doing your radio show today, I actually reduced the price of the book. It was $19.95, but it actually is $9.95 today. So I took $10 off for the holidays, and I'm hoping that people will take advantage of that price. I will probably have it in place until the holidays, maybe until the end of the year, but I would encourage people to take advantage of it now.
You know that book is worth way more than $9.95, right?
Well, thanks, Karen. I want as many people as possible to read it, and it's 200 pages of amazing stories, and I'm just happy to get it out there.
Now, we were talking a little bit about the break. Before the break, we were talking about kind of the role of spirituality and how your own developing spirituality and your own kind of looking at the labels that you had put on your life and your expectations, when that all started to shift, your spirituality began to change. And you had talked about being a very intense fundamentalist Christian. I wondered if you still consider yourself a Christian now. Do you still use that label for yourself?
I don't, actually, and I try to avoid most labels in life. I mean, I can see why labels are important, and I actually have an essay in my book that talks about the need for labels. But I had a very difficult time within Christianity, and I realized that really, if you embrace those names with such fervor and fanaticism, it can really put you in a dark place when it starts to fall apart. And it's not that I have anything against Christians. I respect other people's ideology. I just am a little gun shy when it comes to the Christian faith because it was used against me when I started coming out. But I do appreciate Christ's message. I respect Christ and the power of redemption. I have Christian symbols all over my house, you know, crosses and pictures of Christ. So I really do appreciate Jesus as a teacher. I do feel like he was a divine messenger, but I don't feel the need to really claim that that name for myself anymore. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like the embracing any label too fervently, let's say, so we embrace the label of light worker, or we embrace the label of mm-hmm. Christian, or we embrace the label of very good daughter or good provider, is that kind of shakeup that I hear you starting to talk about here, the shakeup where you realize you get uncomfortable with the label and you have to move on? That can happen with any label we put on ourselves, right?
That's right. And it very easily can happen within what we call the New Age community. And I actually often call it the Old Age, because when we start embracing names that, you know, their purpose is to make us separate from people, it just causes a feeling of self-righteousness. And there's an essay in my book called The Only Answer to Our Self-Righteousness is Laughter. And that goes back to what you were saying about how laughter is so important, to not take ourselves so seriously. Because anything that causes separation within a religion or an ideology is really what Jesus talked about and he warned against when the Pharisees came in, because they thought that they were better than everybody else. And when you think you're better than everybody else and you're telling people what to do, you just create the sin of separation. And that can happen anywhere. But I respect what I went through. You know, I really believe that I chose this life and these particular experiences because I needed to find my way back to faith. And to me, faith exists and is real no matter what place you find yourself in. I mean, faith is available. You don't have to label it, though.
Mm-hmm. How does the work that you do now, one of your specialties is working as a mentor and as a guide for other healers, how does the work that you do now help people transcend their labels and kind of get reconnected with what I'm going to call source?
Well, it really is about what the lessons I have been going through that I share with other people, and I'm going to be 42 next year. So, you know, I'm not really about age. I feel like I'm an ageless being, but certainly being in the 40s, perspective changes, and I want to live my life as freely as possible. Freedom is very important to me, freedom of the spirit, freedom of thinking, freedom to embrace what I choose to embrace, and I really want to call that out in people. You know, the freedom to not work a job if I don't want to, or the freedom to go walk in the woods on a Monday afternoon and not have to feel like I'm confined to a schedule or priorities or wanting to make something of myself. And I really, you know, I like to talk about these things with people because we yearn to be free and we yearn to be in control of our lives in the way that we please, not being dictated by someone else or a parent or a government or a religion. And for me, it's really helping healers feel comfortable in themselves and offer their gifts in a way that are uniquely their own and not to fit some sort of idea of what a healer is or how we have to act. And, you know, I bet if I said something like, if I said the word psychic or tarot reader or palm reader, there would be an image that would come up in a lot of people's minds as to what that person looks like. Mm-hmm. And if when you meet me, I mean, I'm about as, you know, I look like a tarot reader, like I, you know, look like the President of the United States. I mean, I just am not a person who is projecting this aura of I am elite, you know, I am this wonderful tarot reader and the best in the world. I'm just real. Mm-hmm. And I try to keep it real. And that's why people connect to my voice on my blog, because I talk about the ways that I struggle and the ways that being a healer doesn't work for me sometimes, because freedom is risky and it's edgy. And to find these places in ourselves that need to be released, it can be pretty scary.
And freedom doesn't just mean do whatever you want to without thinking about it, does it? You're not talking about that kind of freedom.
No, I'm talking about freedom with responsibility, because anybody can be a healer. You don't even have to call yourself a healer. It's a matter of how you respond to the person who's next to you, which goes right back to Christianity. You know, do to your neighbor as you would want done to yourself. And it's all about how is my responsibility appropriate here? I mean, do I get myself involved? Do I not get involved? And I think a lot of what happens with healers who are starting to get into recognizing their gifts, for example, if somebody wants to be an intuitive and use their hands to heal people, there's a lot of fear and a lot of shame that can come up when they discover that they have these gifts, they want to offer them in a world that's not particularly appreciative of these gifts, you know. And there is still a sense, I believe, in us who do this work that we're going to be punished or hurt for it somehow. Mm-hmm. And even though we're in 2000, practically in 2012, I think there's still a fear that we're going to be burned at the stake. And so there can be this shifting away from our gifts, and we sort of live this, you know, life that's kind of half there and half not. And I really try to help healers and people who feel like they have something to offer to say, hey, let's explore ways that you can feel safer in this. And you don't have to figure it all out today. It's a process.
It's interesting because, at least in my experience, a lot of the way when something brings up fear in us, oh, we're going to be punished, oh, it's all going to end, what I'm doing is not really the right thing, most people react to that fear by kind of creating a hard shell around mm-hmm. themselves. We protect ourselves a super lot, and I think that may be why you do see some people who are labeling themselves as healers or light workers where the ego really gets involved. Because
right.
we do that, I think, to protect ourselves from that fear that we have that we're really not very good and we're going to be burned at the stake. And
right.
you have chosen, you took that fear and have gone a different way with it, which I think is very cool.
Well, I grew up being afraid of death and hell and, you know, making bad choices. So it was sort of a natural progression.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not easy. And I have to, you know, allow, even now, a lot of patience for myself when things trigger me. Because I don't walk around saying that I'm a tarot reader, and sometimes I actually withdraw from it and say I'm a writer if I don't feel safe in the situation or the person I'm being introduced to. And it's interesting how I have this fear of invasion. I have a real fear of, you know, I have a very strong sense of privacy. I have sort of this, you know, odd sense of invasion, and I actually kind of brought it back to a past life. That someone actually, I had a session with someone and they said, hey, you know, you had some knowledge that was taken away from you and you were attacked and ransacked, and there's a reason why you feel this still, which, you know, I'm living in Vermont. I live in a pretty progressive state. There's really no reason for me to feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand why there are some people who are tremendously gifted, but they decide in this lifetime to put it aside because they just can't transcend that feeling of danger. And I've seen many gifted healers. I mean, some of the greatest potential healers walk away from their gifts.
Right.
And it saddens me, but you can't force anybody to move faster than they're moving. And
right.
and it really is a time of change, but we make choices as to what we want to do with our gifts. You know, life is all about transformation, and I'm really loving this idea of embracing transformation and death and talking about it.
Right.
Because, like you were saying, we have these constructed lives and ideologies that fall away at certain points, and then we have to ask ourselves, well, what does it mean to be a healer? Who am I? You know,
and
what does it mean to be a, yeah.
And we'll pick up after the break with the answers to that question. What does it mean to be a healer? You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager and Raven Martirosian. I'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. You can't touch this. No, don't. Put it down. No, don't touch this. Thank you. I'm Karen, the Fog City Psychic. My guest is Raven Martirosian, who knows that I have a tendency to get inspired by things and go off on tangents. She is the author of the new ebook, The Reluctant Tarot Reader, Adventures in the Gypsy Trade. You can download that ebook for only $9.95 and check out everything else in her site. She's got tons of great stuff to read and look at. Her website is shivayawellness.com. That's S-H-I-V-A-Y-A wellness.com. Raven, welcome back.
Hi there. It's MC Hammer. I love it. I was just dancing around my chair.
Well, and I always imagine, whenever I hear that, I always imagine those big, you know, those big kind of 80s, like the parachute pants, you know, big shiny pants with the...
Oh, I know them all too well. All too well.
Yeah, I actually had a pair of those pants, but don't tell anyone. Okay, just keep that between us. And I'm not. I don't wear them anymore. At least not where people can see. So we were talking a little bit before the break about how you have felt. Oh my goodness, this just in. I'm sorry, this just handed to me. He says it's Super Freak. That was Rick James.
Rick James. Yes, and it's so funny because I saw Rick James. Or MC Hammer, so my apologies to both.
Oh my goodness. Well, now we have to apologize. Chris says you are so 90s. But he says MC redid it though, you are right. So he was playing the original and not the remake. And we apologize now to any 80s or 90s rock and roll legends who we've offended. It's probably not even rock and roll, is it? I'm just making this work worse. We were talking before the break about things like spirituality and faith. And we were talking about having healthy boundaries. So kind of you were talking about how you took that fear maybe of being found out or burned at the stake and turned that into integrity and honesty, but you felt the need to kind of make it safe for yourself, have a safe place, recharge and renew. And I wondered if, as you're working with other people who are healers, you're finding that the keeping healthy boundaries and setting those up and being intentional about keeping them helps their practice as healers.
Most definitely, because healers can burn out faster than anyone if they're not careful. And boundaries include knowing when to rest and take care of yourself, which means whatever form, you know, it could be talk therapy, massage, going for a walk, spending time with your partner. But it's also really having a commitment to yourself, to know yourself, and to heal yourself, because you can't heal and help anyone get to their own healing unless you understand how to heal yourself. And I think that as healers, we go around wanting to make people feel better and, of course, having empathy for their problems. And that can be a distraction rather than helpful to either one of us, because if we're not actively healing ourselves from our own triggers, then we're not doing anyone a favor. So that's why healthy boundaries are really important.
Mm-hmm. Well, and whether we are... we have labeled ourselves with that term light worker or healer. All of us who are involved with other people, who come in contact with other people's energy during our day, as most of us do, it's important to have those boundaries up as well, right?
That's right. And the boundaries aren't so much this hardened wall in front of yourself. It's being able to act from a place that feels right and feels good and feels like you're actually walking with yourself in a friendly way. You're not forcing yourself to do something. You're not telling somebody advice that you're not following yourself. You know, it's working with these contradictions in us, but also, again, keeping the focus on knowing ourselves, because the more we project out onto other people and don't deal with our own issues, then, hey, what happens next? Burnout. Burnout, or we attract clients that just drive us crazy. And I want to just actually stress that when I say the word healer, it's not somebody who just goes around touching people with their hands or counseling or reading tarot cards. A healer is anybody who is in service to others. It could be a truck driver. It could be a bread baker. It's anyone who's in service to others, and they do so from a place of goodness and a place of real generosity.
Mm-hmm. And getting in touch with that generosity, it feels to me, requires a connection to your base, to knowing who you are, being in line with what you're meant to do, so that you can give that gift freely. And that also helps with the burnout. When you're giving that gift freely from a place of integrity and doing it intentionally, that helps a lot with burnout too.
Yeah, burnout is a serious problem with people in this work. And actually, when you're involved with healing, you may not even be working with people. There are a lot of healers that work with the earth, because the earth needs to be healed as well. Earth and animals and plants and our soils. So that's really an important part of the work that we do as well. So again, it's this wide encompassing circle of people who are either working for peace and harmony, or they're just coming from a selfish place because they're just operating from fear.
And with that said, because we all do, I think, have these gifts, and you know me, I'm a big believer in how we all have natural, we have innate intuitive ability that we're all meant to use in our own way as part of our connection with Source. With that said, why do people find it so difficult to kind of devote themselves to exploring and understanding their own intuitive abilities?
Well, I think it's a multifaceted question, but partially, if you actually spend some time finding out what your gifts are, it means you can't spend the time trying to change your partner, being angry at the government, you know, moaning about things in your life. You're actually turning the attention onto yourself and deciding, okay, these are some things that I really want to heal so that I can offer my life. My life's purpose is to offer myself in service to others. And that takes a lot of faith. Nobody wants to be laughed at either. I mean, if you walk around saying you're a tarot reader or you're a psychic or an intuitive, you're always going to get those weird looks.
Yes, you are.
and I think it's becoming more accepted and more, appreciated for what it is. But, again, within the world that we operate, Karen, I mean, there's a lot of people who are doing it for selfish reasons, and it makes us look bad. So, again, it's one of those things where we have to come from a place of honesty and integrity, and knowing ourselves and knowing what we have to offer is the most important thing that we can do. That keeps us safe, and it protects us, because when we're working with clients, we want to come from a place of real openness and honesty, because then things become clearer for both of us. And it really is a process of knowing ourselves, what does it mean to have boundaries, and what does it mean to be a healer? And that's the question that I ask all the way through my book. You know, what does it mean to be a healer?
When you are, I should say here that I've had sessions with Raven, and I think she's wonderful, and I can recommend her personally. When I've had work with you, my assumption is you've been working with me as one healer working with another healer. How is the way you work different when you're working with somebody who's not identifying as a healer or who's not doing this work as a vocation?
Truly, I come from a pretty similar place with all of my clients, because I just see them as another human being who's talking about very similar things that are going on in their lives that are generally going on in mine, because it's funny how it all works that way. You know, they come in with a physical or an emotional issue, and it's, guess what? It's what I'm dealing with. So
yes.
It's the big cosmic joke of the universe. And, you know, I do come from a very, I wanted to say across the board, I offer myself in a way that is, if I were giving you a session or someone who had never seen the tarot cards before, it's just I try to make it comfortable. I try to make it easy. I don't shirk from the truth. It's just a matter of finding out intuitively the ways that this client will hear me. And perhaps because you're a healer and you work in it so often, you may be more open than the client who's a little afraid of tarot cards. So I have to approach it in a different manner. Mm-hmm. But I always say the same prayer. I always come in with my gemstones and my intention to be as clear and open as I can be and to say it in the best way that I can. And then I just let it roll. I mean, it really is one of those things where I kind of step out of the way, even though I know that I'm a part of it too. And I don't know what's going to be heard by the person I'm working with, but I know that we're supposed to be working together for a reason. And it doesn't matter whether they're a healer, house cleaner, or a student. It doesn't matter.
You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Raven Martirosian, and in the next segment, I want to ask her a little bit about how she uses tarot in her work healing and doing intuitive connections with people, and we'll talk more, a little more about her book before we have to let her go. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and I'll be right back.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm your host, Karen Hager. My guest today is Raven Martirosian. She's a tarot reader, artist, author, and healer, and she's the author of the new ebook, The Reluctant Tarot Reader, Adventures in the Gypsy Trade. Now, that book is available for download on her website, which is shivayawellness.com. That's S-H-I-V-A-Y-A wellness.com. The first four people who subscribe on that website will receive a free copy of the ebook. And if you're not one of the four people, don't worry, because it's on sale for only $9.95. This is something I've read myself. Raven is somebody who I've known now for a few years, and I can personally vouch for her integrity and her work. So go over there and get the book and go and visit her site. Raven, welcome back.
Hi.
Hi, this has been a very fast-moving hour, and I'm feeling it all slipping away. In the few minutes that we have left, can you say a little bit about your relationship with tarot and how you use the cards as a tool in your work as a healer?
Sure. And the most one of my best stories as a reader and how I came to the cards is that when I was 28, a nun introduced me to the tarot and literally handed me a tarot deck and said, go play with them. So I thought that was, you know, God's blessing on me as a tarot reader, but it took me many years to really get into the cards, which I see as a deck of possibility. And they're offering us symbols and words and colors that we can connect to, and help us see what's happening in our lives and connect to the archetypes and the journey of the Fool throughout the tarot. I see tarot as a friend who guides us and helps us. Sometimes we listen to our friends, sometimes we don't. We decide. And if tarot doesn't work for you, there's other tools to help your self-knowledge and help you on the path. There are many things in life that we use to keep us sane and to help us go within. Tarot is just one of them. But there's really nothing spooky about tarot. The one card that freaks people out, of course, is the death card. Mm-hmm. The death card is one of the most important cards in there because it's all about transformation. And the more that we can embrace this idea of transformation, life becomes much easier once we become acquainted with the idea of death. And many people resist that idea. So the tarot helps us get used to the major steps throughout our lives. And I just love them because I'm a very visual person.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think there are those prohibitions in some religious traditions about divination? Why is divination scary or something that is forbidden?
Because the more that an individual becomes powerful, the less the church is needed. And then there goes their money. Hmm. So, and you know, when there's individual thought, then groupthink doesn't have as much power. And, you know, certainly some of these gifts have been used for ill. You know, sorcerers and witches have been involved in black magic. But again, it doesn't matter if you're a witch, a preacher, a teacher, whatever you are. If you're operating from a place of integrity and truth, It's much different than operating from a place of selfishness and manipulation. And anyone can do that. It happens all the time. I mean, every time we turn on the TV and watch ads, it's manipulation. So the same thing can happen with the Bible or tarot cards. It's a matter of how we use them as a tool. And that's really up to us.
Mm-hmm. And part of that, part of wise use of any tool, whether that's for divination or for cleaning your gutters, part of the wise use of any tool is to understand what it's for and use it for the purpose for which it was intended,
right.
And not maybe putting a lot of your own spin on it.
Right, and you need to leave room for interpretation. But again, I'm a real heavy believer in having teachers and mentors when you start with tarot, and I actually mentor people in the craft because it's not something that you should take lightly. It certainly will teach you through the pictures and the journey, but it's also good to learn from people who work with them because it's not just using the cards with a client. You need to intuitively connect that client and the cards within their particular story and understand how to go from point A to point B to point C. And that's a process and a learning curve that takes a long time. You'll never actually know all of the tarot. It's just a matter of being with the cards and seeing how they change as we change.
Am I right now? I don't read tarot myself. Am I right that when you connect with a client, the reading isn't in the cards? The cards are pointing the way to kind of what you're meant to bring up in the reading, are like signposts. Is that how it works?
Right. They are friendly guides. And for me, I use cards so that the client can become more engaged in the reading rather than being a passive participant. I don't actually need the cards, but I think it's important for people to be in an interactive place and look at the pictures and see how the cards are laid out in sequence so that they can actually start making the connections. And I always say that if we laid out the cards and the client looked at them and I didn't say a word, more than likely within a few minutes they'd know what's going on and they'd know what the cards are saying. But most people don't give themselves the time to actually sit and connect. And that's the whole thing, is that if we don't give ourselves times of stillness and times of reflection, then those messages can't get through. And that's why we go to readers and psychics to help us get in touch with what we already know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and part of that freedom that you were talking about earlier, which I think is a wonderful way to talk about your work and your writing, part of that freedom is the freedom to trust our own guidance, to evaluate the tools that we have, to evaluate the guidance that other people give us, and then make our own decisions, make our own paths based on what feels right to us.
Right, and the question that keeps me in a safe place is I ask myself, is it for healing? Is it for healing? Is it for healing? What is the use and the good of this? Is it for healing? And that always keeps me in a place of moving forward.
Yeah. My version of that is, does this information inspire love or inspire fear?
Right.
Yeah. Wonderful. Raven, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's a pleasure to connect with you always. Can you remind people about your website and all the delightful goodies that they can find there when they go?
Absolutely. My website is Shivaya Wellness, Shivaya Wellness. And I have a blog that I update for a week at least. And I also have a love shop where you can download my ebook, including The Reluctant Tarot Reader. And of course, I would love to know what you think about the book after you read it. So feel free to send me comments. I'm also on Twitter as Shivaya Wellness and Facebook and G+ as Shivaya Wellness.
You're everywhere.
I'm everywhere, inundating social media world.
Raven, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I have a feeling you'll be back. Many, many blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
That's about all the time that we have for today. If you visit fogcitypsychic.com, just go there and begin to click on everything. You can book a reading. You can check out the blog. There's a new audio message that will be up there tomorrow. You can sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter, get the scoop on upcoming classes, and find out what's coming up on the radio show, and much more. The big Out of the Fog Salon is happening on Monday. That's this coming Monday, December 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. If you would like to enter to win a free seat in Monday's gallery reading, email me with the answer to this very serious psychic challenge. Ready? What color are the fluffy slippers I'm wearing right now? What color are my slippers? When you think you know the answer, email me, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. I will contact the lucky winner by email on Thursday, this coming Thursday. Tomorrow, that would be December 16th. Join us right here on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ next week at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, when it will be an all readings show. That's right. We are going to smash the switchboards. We're going to break some records. We're going to get some no-nonsense, compassionate, intuitive advice going on the airwaves here. That is next week at this time. On the Tuesday show on Blog Talk Radio this coming Tuesday, my guest will be Trella Davis, and we'll be talking about intuitive weight loss. Thank you so much for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.